Christer Bruselius, CEO Destination Gotland. Welcome to the Zero Vision Tool Radio, interviewing at the conference Motorways at the Sea in Gothenburg.
Thank you.
Can you please introduce yourself and your role at the Motorways of the Sea?
Yeah, like you said, I'm CEO of the Destination Gotland company. We are a ship owner. Our mother company is the ship owner. We are the operating company, and we are running the traffic between Sweden mainland and the island of Gotland in the centrum of Baltic Sea. My role at the conference is that I've been here to talk a little bit about our new joint industry project, where we have formed a group with using the Zero Vision tool that has been up here several times in the conference. And in that group, we are now forming an application to support our new investment of a new ferry and new infrastructure and also electrical shore connection for our future concept.
Gotlandsbolaget has ordered a new vessel at a cost of more than 1 billion SEK that will become the first Swedish-flagged LNG-powered passenger vessel. What can you tell us about this new investment?
This new investment is the biggest in the company's history, and it is a product of that we, in last spring, we won the new concession of the traffic between Sweden mainland and the island of Gotland, where we now will have the traffic until 2027. Our goal for that and our target for that for the future is to improve the environmental footprint from our traffic, and we have come to the conclusion that in our way to go to an emission-free future, we think that the LNG is the first logical step, and then later on we will then have possibility to also go to biofuel. And we think that this first LNG step is very important, and we have come to the conclusion that that is the best way of going for our way of traffic. Our short sea concept fits very well to develop an LNG ferry with LNG infrastructure in one port and electrical shore connection when the vessels stay overnight in the other port. So we are really glad today that we could present this, that we have placed this order for the ferry, and now we are looking further together with the other partners in this joint industry group to also file an application for funding in the Motorways of the Sea concept.
How is this new vessel constructed to minimize the negative environmental impact?
The main thing with the vessel is that we now shift fuel. We go from heavy fuel oil, we go to LNG, and of course that is a huge impact of the performance of the vessel. And we also try to use the LNG for other auxiliary consumers on board, such as air condition, and to find new areas on board with the secondary equipment. What we also do with the new concept in our traffic is that we will also, by changing the way of trade a bit, that we now come with one more large vessel, we also then will have more capacity with less number of trips, so to say. So that it's also that we reduce the amount of fuel that we need, we have the capacity when people want to travel, and we also change to a fuel that is much more environmental friendly than the fuel we have used before. So altogether, this with also the latest development of the hull form propellers, rudders and so on, we will see a substantial gain in the emission factors that is coming from our traffic.
In what way will you need to create a new LNG supply infrastructure?
Of course, we are looking into this where to bunker, and when you are in short sea shipping fits very well to develop an LNG concept. When you are traveling between fixed ports, of course, this helps a lot when to build up the infrastructure. And we are looking into have the bunkering both on the on both ends, so to say. But it looks like that the most convenient end will be the shore side, where we then plan to build a small bunker tank in the port where we can have quick connections with the LNG hoses, cranes, that the vessel is really hooked up with the bunkering facilities when it comes into port. We have a quick bunkering process. We then disconnect, and then the vessel will go to the traffic for another 2 days, and then every second day we plan to do this bunkering process. On the other end of the other port, where we are staying overnight, we will then have electrical shore connection, so that we will connect the vessel with the green electricity from the from time to time coming from the windmills on the island, and this we also see as a very positive thing.
What's your experience of the conference Motorways of the Sea?
My biggest experience from the conference is that I'm even more confident that we have now taken the right step by going into LNG and the future RUPEX, where we have a LNG concept on board. And I've heard many speakers saying exactly the same thing as I have done, that short sea shipping is one of the best consumer of LNG for the future. And I'm convinced that many other ship owners in the same situation as we are will follow and do the same thing as we have done now, that they will go for LNG investment if they are in short sea shipping business.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.